We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half-Hour.
There comes a time in the affairs of man when he must throw off the petty tyrannies that beset him and once and for all make the final decision that eventually we all, each and every one of us, one day will have to make.
So that's it. I'm going to buy a television set.
Yeah, but Tub, I think that we
don't
ought to...
Don't try to talk me out of it. I've made up my mind. I'm going to buy a television set.
You didn't need a television set when you first met me.
Oh, well, that was different.
You used to clear the tea things away, send Bill to the pictures, and you'd still be chasing me around the table when he got back. You're tired of me.
No, I'm not. I'll still be able to spare you a few minutes while the interval, though.
But I still don't see the point in spending all that money. We've managed perfectly well without a television set right up till now.
That's just it. We are the only house down our street that hasn't got one. Oh, the disgrace, huh? How can I hold my head up when I... When I walk down the street, they point at me and snigger.
You're imagining things. Nobody around here knows we haven't got a television set. That wooden aerial we put up on the roof would fool anybody.
I tell you, they found out. They found out my secret. They plot. They try and trick me. They ask me what I thought of Barbara Kelly's earrings last night. And I say, very nice. And they say, that's funny, she wasn't on.
I still don't like the idea of spending all this money. There are much more important things we could buy.
Such as?
Things for my bedroom.
What things?
Well, bedclothes. Bedspread. A bed.
No. When you start paying your rent, I'll furnish your room out. Until then, you'll have to make do with the top of the wardrobe.
Yeah, but Tom, I think that we...
Enough. We're getting a television set. Come on, we'll pop down to the radio shop in the high street and choose one. They've got quite a nice selection, haven't they?
Yes, we should be able to find a set we like out of all these.
Yeah, but it's a bit expensive, this place, Tub. Look at that little table model. 8-inch screen. They want 240 for it.
200? That's volts.
I don't care what currency it is. It's a lot of money.
Now, look, just keep quiet and let me deal with it. They look after me here. I'm one of their best customers.
You are?
Certainly. I get all my fuse wire here. We'll have a word with the salesman.
Good afternoon, sir, madam. Can I be of any assistance?
Yes, I'd like to have a look at your television sets.
Yes, they all do on test match days.
Now, we want to buy one.
Oh, I see. Well, we have several models here that might interest you. This, of course, is a very popular model. Combined television, radio, record player, cocktail cabinet, and bookcase.
Has it got a bed in it?
No, I'm afraid not.
We're not interested.
I see. Well, what sort of price did you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I want something good.
Naturally.
I mean, if you're buying a TV set, there's no point in getting a cheap one.
Well, of course not.
They're more trouble than they're worth.
Quite.
Always buy quality, I will say. Cheaper in the long run.
I agree.
So, taking everything into consideration, I'm quite willing to go up to anything about 15 quid.
15 pounds?
It's the only way. If you want class, you've got to pay for it.
Yes, but 15 pounds. Why, the cheapest set we have in this shop is 60 guineas.
60 guineas? For 60 guineas, I'd want Sabina sitting on me lap while Philip Harbin cooked the dinner.
I'm afraid I can't help you. Would you mind? I've other more solvent customers awaiting my attention.
Very well, then. I shall bid you good day.
If you would.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's the way things are shaping, is it?
If that's the way it is, in future I shall buy my fuse wire elsewhere. Good day.
60 guineas. I'll never be able to afford that.
Oh, never mind, Tony. You can still chase me round the table if you like.
Well, thank you, Andre. It's very kind of you to offer, but I've set my mind on a television set.
I won't run so fast.
Oh, well, in that case, no. No, I want a television set. 60 guineas.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, Tub.
Yes, I've only got 15 pounds.
Yeah. You could get a beautiful bed for 15 pounds.
You're not getting a bed. We're getting a television set, so shut up. Gonna get one by hook or by crook?
Somebody mention me.
Sid!
Good afternoon, Sidney.
Hello, Mr. James.
Somebody said they wanted a television set.
That's right, me. But they're so dear.
You mean you've been into a shop?
Yes.
To buy one?
Yes.
Well, it's an expensive way of doing business, isn't it? You should have come to me.
You? Televisions?
Certainly. I can get hold of anything like that. What sort of television set are you looking for?
Could you get me one like Jimmy Edwards has got?
Certainly. Where does he live?
Sidney, I don't want any stolen stuff.
Say no more. Come down and have a look around my warehouse. Sure, I can dig you up a telly, suit your pocket.
I want one bigger than that.
Oh, come on, come on, let's see what we've got.
Right. Come, Andre, Bill. Bill, stop looking in that furniture window.
They got some nice beds in here.
You're not having one.
Oh, Tub, please, it's all right for you. You've got one. What's it like sleeping in a bed, Tub? I sat on yours once. Oh, it was great. Please buy me a bed, Tub. Tub, please. Tub, please buy me a bed. Tub. And I don't care if some of the springs are broken, Tub. I just want a little bed so I can curl up and... I fall off the top of the wardrobe some nights and you've no
idea... For the last time. No. N-O-E, no.
Well, there we are.
Say, you've got some great stuff here, Sid. It must be worth thousands. Where'd you get it from?
Oh, me and my boys picked most of it up at sales. The auctioneers let us have it dirt cheap.
Why?
Well, we got bigger hammers than they have. Go on, take a look around. Here, what about this lovely gramophone? 35 quid and it's yours.
35 pounds? It's a bit ancient, isn't it?
All right, then. 20 quid and I'll give you a dog to look down it.
No, I don't think so.
Where are these television sets?
Oh, yes. Now, let's see. I've only got one. It's here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Lovely set, this. Ultramodern 1955 deluxe exhibition model. Just rolled off the assembly line.
Who pushed it?
There's nothing wrong with this set. Wait till you see it work. Just give that handle a few turns.
What's the handle for?
You want the pictures to move, don't you?
Well, it helps, I suppose. But you shouldn't have to turn handles to make the pictures move. We pay our license money. Let the BBC turn the handle at their end.
And another thing, there isn't a screen.
Of course there is. You put your eyes up against that window and look down it.
I can't see anything.
Well, you haven't put the penny in the slot yet.
This is a funny television set.
Let's have a look.
Ready?
Yeah.
Start that handle turning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
What program is on, Bill?
Just a minute. Oh, yeah. It's called What the Butler Saw.
It's a new panel game.
Oh, yeah? Show us. Hello. Oh, my word.
Oh, dear.
Which one's Lady Burnett? Oh, I say. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh. That was a good mime. This is much better than the flower pot, man. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Slow the handle down. Back a bit, back a bit, back a bit. That's it. My word. Oh, dear. I can guess her story. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What next? I see.
Well?
I can't see commercial television topping that.
Tony, that isn't a television set.
Doesn't matter. Let's buy it, whatever it is.
Here, here.
I thought you wanted a bed.
Who wants to sleep with that in the house?
You're not buying it. He's trying to cheat you. If Mr. James hasn't got a real television set, we'll go somewhere else.
Now, look, wait a minute. I admit I haven't got a TV set. Well, not a made-up one. But I'll tell you what I have got. A complete home construction kit. Make it up yourself. It's got all the parts.
Oh, I don't know.
£10 a lot. Easy to make up. All the parts are numbered. You can't go wrong. A child of three could put it together in 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. So if you allow yourself a couple of hours, you shouldn't have any trouble.
All right, then. I'll have a go. Won't get a set anywhere cheaper than that. I'll take it.
You won't regret it. 10 knicker, please.
Here you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check them up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, well, if you're going to unfold them, I...
Come on, and a rest.
Oh, here you are. Come on, Andre, let's go home and make the television set. Hurry up, look at the time. I'll miss sooty if I'm not careful.
Finished putting the television set together yet?
Won't be long, Andre.
Well, hurry up. I'm afraid to walk with all these parts strewn all over the house.
They are not strewn. There are 5,000 parts all laid out in numerical order.
Now, please stand back and don't interfere, Andre. This is a job for the men.
Bill!
Yeah?
Part 708. I think it's in the bedroom, on my bed.
I'll get it.
If he's gone to sleep, I'll bash the living daylights out of it.
Here it is, Tub. 708.
Ta. Let's see, I think it plugs in just over here. Yeah, that's it.
Are you sure you're doing this properly?
Of course we are.
But this set's getting so big.
You know, she's right, Tub. I feel sure it's not supposed to dominate the house like this. I'm sure we're supposed to get it all in that little wooden cabinet.
Oh, that stupid little thing. I used that up before I got to part number six. I can't understand it. It's got out of hand somehow.
Well, why don't you pull it all down and start again?
Why don't you put... Oh, go back to the kitchen, wench. Come on, Bill. Get the ladder out. Knock that wall down. Part 709's got to go on. There we are. Just solder on part 5,000. There. Finished.
Oh, great, great. Trapped in our own bathroom.
Well, anyway, it's finished. We now have a television set... all over the house. All we've got to do now is to find a way of looking at it.
Well, it's simple. Just sit on the front doorstep and look through the letterbox.
Well, go on. Switch it on.
Right. There.
It's lighting up. Yes? Oh. It's getting brighter. Ah. Brighter.
Now what's it doing?
Smoking. Switch it off quick.
I think a valve went.
Did you put the earth in?
Yes, 2 bucketfuls. Oh, well. Andre, that kid next door...
Yes?
How old is he?
3.
Ask him to pop in for 10 minutes.
Told you it could be done. 10 minutes and that little boy's got it all into the cabinet. All ready to work. Oh, he certainly showed you two up.
Well, anyway, it's all finished. Now we can all settle down for our first evening's viewing.
Oh, I am excited. There's a good play on tonight.
I've been looking forward to this all the week.
Move the chairs round in front of the set. That's it. Now, all sit down.
Now! I'll murder that perishing kid. What a daft place to leave a hot soldering iron.
Sit down and keep quiet.
Oh, look, the program's starting.
Nation shall speak peace unto nation. Quite right, too. Here, here. I was telling Charlie down the pub.
Oh, look! There they are.
What?
Those five Eiffel Towers with the rings coming out the top.
Hello. Here's the weatherman. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I don't like his face.
Oh, he's quite good looking.
Who asked you? Smarmy he is. Look at him, all teeth and trousers. Ah. Rain front covering all of eastern England by midday tomorrow. What does he know? Look what he's doing to the maps. Look what he's doing to those maps. He's ruining them. Perfectly good maps and he's chalking all over them. I bet they're not his. He doesn't care. Look at the way he laughed when he said rain.
Go on, get off. Go on, go home. Good night to you too, big head.
Hey, it's not a bad little set, is it, Tub?
Oh, it's just the job. Sit back and relax. All set for the evening. Marvellous. I'm looking forward to this play. What's it say in the Radio Times? Where is it? Oh, here it is. It's a bit thin this week. They still want the same money for it, I notice. Saucy lot. Ah, this is the life. A cosy way to spend an evening. Just the three of us. In our own little home. Hello. Visitors, go and see Whitty's bill.
Right.
Hello, boys.
Sid, come in.
Hello, Sidney.
Blimey, you got it working.
Naturally. Didn't take me 5 minutes.
Tony?
Well, I held the spanners for him, didn't I?
Oh, do sit down, Mr. James. Tony, give Mr. James your chair.
But I want to see the play.
You can have the chair behind.
Bill's got the chair behind. Now, come on, William, get out, move.
No, you sit on the stool.
Oh, all right.
No! Oh!
Who put the soldering iron on it?
You did, sit down.
Oh. Oh, me whipcord gabardines. Ruined.
Do you mind? I'm trying to watch the telly.
Yeah, shut up, Tub.
Ooh, what's this on now?
Ah, the play is just starting. Just what I've been waiting for. Oh, it isn't half good. It's a tragic love story, but two people thrown together in their impossible love that never can be.
Who's in it?
Diana Dawes and Gilbert Arden. Quiet now. Quiet, please. No interruptions. I don't want to miss any of it. Ah. Oh, look. They're in a restaurant. Sitting at different tables. Oh, look. You can tell he's in love with her. Look, he's trying to attract her attention. He's flicking bits of celery at her. Isn't it sad?
When does the racing come on?
Oh, shut up.
Well, this is mushy.
Be quiet. She's seen him. Oh, look. She's thrown a roll at him. I am going to enjoy this.
Go and answer it.
Oh, all right. Perishing people right in the middle of a play.
Yes!
Good evening.
Oh!
Blimey, it's him.
I'm your next door neighbour.
Well, make the most of it. I'm moving tomorrow.
I I've just come round to borrow a pint of milk. My Tibby hasn't had anything to drink all day.
I'm very sorry to hear it.
Of course, he only gets fed when I come home from work, you see. And he does like the top of the milk.
Mr. Look, here's a quart. I must go.
You haven't got any fish as well, have you? Any old little bits will do. He's not fussy. Cobb Philip a place. Anything like that. He's a nice cat, he is.
What?
Nice cat.
Nice cat?
Yeah.
Now, I've seen him digging up my rhubarb. I must go.
Yeah.
It's been very nice.
Oh.
What?
You got a telly.
Yes, we're watching the play, so if you don't mind...
You don't mind if I step inside a minute and watch, do you?
Well, I...
Oh, thanks. Oh, good evening, all. Yeah. I'll sit down here, shall I?
No. Well, that's my seat, you see.
Oh, dear.
What?
You ain't bought one of those sets, have you?
Well, yes, we're trying to watch the play, you see.
Oh, you brought trouble there, you have.
Yes, well, it's very interesting.
I'll give you 3 weeks, and you'll need a new tube.
Yes, well, it's going all right at the moment. So if you'll keep quiet, we can all watch the play.
You had any trouble with the valves yet?
No.
You will. They go in bunches. Cost you a fortune.
Jolly good. Let's see if they last to the end of the play, shall we? I've been waiting all week to see this.
You know, you got it too bright, you know.
Oh.
Of course, it's nothing to do with me, but quite frankly, I think you brought a lot of rubbish there.
Oi, pimples.
You talking to me?
Yes, and if you keep on, I shall probably be the last person to do so.
Oh?
Shut your cake hole and watch the play.
Yes, shut your cake hole. Ah, good. I haven't missed much of it. Oh, this is where it starts to get interesting. Listen.
It's no good, Henry. It just won't work.
But Helen...
No, Henry, my mind is made up.
But Helen... Dearest Helen, not even for the children.
Never. Unless...
Yes?
Unless you tell me.
But dearest heart, there is nothing to tell.
Then we're through, Henry. Do you hear me? Through.
You just can't say we're through. Does all this mean nothing to you?
Yes, everything, yet nothing.
All right, then.
Oh, Henry, no. Oh, no, you wouldn't. Henry, you'd never escape the police. Henry, don't be a fool.
Oh, Helen. What have I done? Helen! Helen!
Where's the sandwiches?
Where's the what?
Where's the sandwiches? Every time I go into people's houses to watch television, they always offer me sandwiches.
We haven't got any sandwiches.
Oh, but I'm hungry. It won't take you long. Cut some bread up. Open a tin of meat. Make some cocoa, a few cakes. I only want a mouthful of something.
How about a few teeth?
I'm sorry. You're watching the play, aren't you?
Yes, it's all right. It's nearly finished now. Still, they tell me the end's very exciting. You must stay for this. Yes. Best bit in the play. It's a surprise ending. As long as you see this bit, you haven't missed anything.
Here.
What?
The screen's gone funny.
Me play! Me happy ending! It's them perishing cars. Put a suppressor on. Motorists, think of everybody. Oh, me play.
Yeah, you know what's wrong with it, don't you? Your time base is tilted.
Get away.
Is it?
Oh, yes. I can tell, you know, because I know all about tellies, you know.
Yes, I thought you would.
Yeah, I'll soon put it right for you. Is this knob here?
Well, don't touch it. I'll do it.
No. I'll do it. You've got to know what you're doing with telly sets. They're very delicate. You got hammer and chisel?
No. Wait a minute. Go easy.
Now, just wrench the back off. There, that's better. Now, we can really have a go, can't we?
Please, be careful.
Of course. Now, what shall I start on? It's how much you choose from. Ooh, I'm going to enjoy this, I am. You know, it's a sort of challenge.
Come out! Come out! I know you're in there. I can see your face on the screen.
I think the best idea is to go around tapping everything with hammer. You know, you never know what you find that way.
No, no, please. Leave it alone. Why don't you send...
Oh. I thought so.
What?
There was something loose.
My television set ruined.
Ah, don't worry. We can see... Here. Can you smell something burning?
Yes, I can. It can't be the soldering iron. I haven't sat down for half an hour.
Here, it's the telly. It's on fire. There must have been a short circuit.
Mind the curtain. They've caught a light. Walter, quick, stamp it out. Call the fire brigade.
Well, I don't think I can be of any further assistance, gentlemen, so I'll say good night. Good night.
Good night, he says.
Good night, he says. Me furniture's ruined. All me clothes are gone. Me house has been burnt down. And it wasn't insured. He only came in for some milk for his cat.
Television. I'm finished with it. Look what it's done to me. I'm ruined, poverty-stricken. I've got nothing left.
Yes, you have. I've managed to save one thing from the fire.
What?
The bed. Good night, Tub.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour with Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson. Ha 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 ha.